the news.
Relations between Russia and NATO have reached a boiling point due to recent events, claims that Serbia and Russia want to fight Kosovo, border closures by Finland, and French President Emmanuel Macron's statement on March 14. The foreign minister of the Russian Federation, Sergei Lavrov, in a series of posts on social media, claimed that NATO, the EU, and the US government were targeting Kosovo and Serbia and destroying their relationship. In recent days, rumors of a Balkan war have been widespread, but experienced parties in the Balkans have called for calm. According to Lavrov, the Kosovo police have long discredited themselves through systematic punitive measures against the Serb community. Meanwhile, President Macron said that Europe must be prepared to go to war if it wants peace. He said President Putin would not stop in Ukraine if he managed to defeat Kiev's forces in the two-year conflict. President Macron sparked controversy last month after saying that he could not associate the possibility of sending ground troops to Ukraine in the future. Many leaders avoided this, while others, especially in Eastern Europe, supported the statement. He added that the French troops would perform secondary functions, training military personnel in Ukraine, explaining how to use heavy equipment, and performing several other similar functions. Meanwhile, President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russia's relations with NATO have reached the level of direct confrontation. Even so, President Putin is open to dialogue with NATO. According to Peskov, President Putin often holds international dialogues with countries that show interest in developing relations with Russia.